It was Bolivia's UN ambassador, Sasha Sergio Llorente Solis, who announced the latest appointments.
The following 15 states having thus been elected members of the Human Rights Council for 3 years, term of office beginning on 1st January 2018. Afghanistan, Angola, Australia, Chile, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Mexico, Nepal, Nigeria, Pakistan, Peru, Qatar, Senegal, Slovakia, Spain, and Ukraine.
Several nations, including the UK and the United States, criticized the decision to include the Democratic Republic of Congo, that's been beset by renewed political and militia violence since President Joseph Kabila refused to step down in December. The African nation won 151 of 193 votes. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop welcomed Australia's success, saying it will be an important addition to the Human Rights Council.
It's important for a country like Australia, an open liberal democracy committed to freedoms, the rule of law, democratic institutions and the international rules-based order, to play our part in promoting human rights around the world. There are a number of significant human rights crises at present in North Korea, in Syria and elsewhere, and Australia will bring a very principled and pragmatic voice to the discussions and the actions taken by the UN and member countries.
Lawyer Hugh de Kretser from the Human Rights Law Centre says Australia has a long track record of being a positive influence at the United Nations, but not so much in recent years.
That track record has been tarnished, particularly in the last decade or so, around our treatment of refugees in particular. So for Australia to be a good, credible voice on the UN Human Rights Council, we need to fix our human rights violations at home, particularly around our indefinite detention treatment of people who've come to Australia seeking asylum, issues like the crisis of Indigenous over-imprisonment. And also at the international level, we need to be far more consistent and principled in the way we speak out on human rights issues.
Australia is the first Pacific nation to become a member of the UNHRC, and Phil Robertson from Human Rights Watch says that presents a major opportunity.
Well, Australia has a huge role to play here, not only issues related to, for instance, West Papua, but also, you know, the ongoing monitoring of what's been going on in Fiji, and other issues that will come up in the Pacific region are going to be important for Australia to stay abreast of and to continue to raise at the Council. I mean, often these smaller nation states get lost in the business of the Council, and I think that it's important for there to be more attention paid to them. West Papua is a major concern because, you know, Indonesia, despite various promises that they are going to allow for greater access to that province, have not done so.
Mr. Robertson says the plight of the Rohingyas fleeing Rakhine State in Myanmar should be another focus for Australia in its new role at the United Nations.
We're dealing with a situation in Rakhine State in Burma with over 500,000 Rohingya have been forced to flee ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. It's very possible that some of those Rohingya may be getting on boats as soon as the monsoon season dies down in Southeast Asia, and we might have a major boat people crisis. And at that time, there has to be leadership in a positive way at the Council, and not the way we've seen in the past when Australia has dealt with people on boats in a very negative way.